All right, we're looking at some pretty stiff winds moving in with this frontal system. Looks like on the interior lakes and bays, we've got north wind or northeast some areas, northwest and others, 10 to 18. And for tomorrow, of course, a big small craft advisory up 12 to 22 knot winds in interior lakes and bays. Looking at that forecast, Darrell, what's that mean for somebody wanting to fish in Grand Isle? Where would you go if you got to go?
It got here a couple hours ago. It's gusting well over 20, pretty much straight out of the north, Don. So, I mean, it's here now. So, you know, the interior launches, get north of Grand Isle, the Golden Meadow launches, the Leeville launches would be the place to go. Now, as this weather kind of settles in, and it's supposed to be this way, as I'm looking at the forecast for the next 10 days, I think we've got maybe one day where the wind's not 15 to 20. If that forecast holds, this is the time that it's time to put some miles on the truck tires and you know, start looking up and down the side of the road. Water level has been very low for the last several weeks. Of course, you get some rebuilding tide, like the last couple of days, you get some rebuilding tide going on. But it's time for those ponds on the side of the road to shine. If you've got to launch a boat today, you're either going to be fishing the front side of Grand Isle on the Gulf to hide from those north winds, or, like I said, look at, you know, even the Fouchon public launch, because that gives you access to that lower marsh and those Fouchon rock jetties, which this time of the year can be a very good trip saver. It's hard on a north wind because that north wind blows right down by you, Lafourche, but if you get a little northeast, northwest to it, once it switches a little bit, it opens up a lot of the rock jetties and all up there. And look, this time of the year, those things hold a whole lot of redfish, a whole lot of black drum, and a whole lot of sheephead. So I can't tell you over the last 22 years how many times those rock jetties have been a trip saver for me. But other than that, if you're looking for trout and looking to run around a little bit more, I'd consider that Catfish Lake area, the Golden Meadow launches, and you know, and just beat around that more of that protected marsh. But it's going to be tough. And looking at the forecast, it's going to be tough for the next week or two, because we've got little small mini fronts coming in one behind the other. That's going to keep things stirred up and pretty muddy.
Darrell, how about bait? Is live bait available, either the shrimp or the minnows?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Minnows are year-round bait. All your bait shops around Grand Isle, you know, your customary bait shops with Bridgeside and the Grand Isle Marina. And then, of course, you've got Terry's. Terry's is the old standby. If you've got any doubt whatsoever, do not pass up Leeville. Take that little quarter mile out of your way trip and go to Terry's Bait Shop. He's always got the best minnows there. The shrimp are unpredictable at this time of the year. Sometimes they'll have them, sometimes they won't. Of course, everybody during the summer stocks up their freezers with bait shrimp, so there'll be plenty of frozen shrimp should you need it. So bait's not really an issue. If you find some cleaner water, plastic does well this time of the year, because you got to remember there's not a whole lot of natural bait in the water for the fish either.
Darrell, if you're fishing with the Cockahoe minnows, how do you hook them?
I usually start out, Don. A lot of it depends, too, on how you're fishing them and the conditions for that day. But you generally start out hooking them through the lips, up through the bottom lip, out through the top lip. They've got that little membrane right behind that hard ring where their teeth are. Once, you know, the wonderful thing about a Cockahoe minnow is you usually can get three or four fish out of it. Because if you're fishing any kind of current whatsoever, usually that first or second bite rips those lips and makes it no good. But you can start hooking them through the eyeballs. Just go in one eye and out the other. And as long as you're fishing in any current whatsoever, that minnow can be, for the most part, dead. But that current's still going to have him flopping back and forth, looking like a wounded minnow in that current. So until it just tears them up completely where you can't put a hook in them, you can reuse and recycle those suckers for a long time.
They are tough. They're pretty easy to keep lively, too, and not like some of the other baits like the pogies, the small pogies, and the mullet, finger mullet, and even the shrimp can be difficult. But the Cockahoe, if they wet, they're going to live.
No, I can remember 20-some-odd years ago when I first started and did a lot of traveling back and forth. I can remember coming back to the house in Baton Rouge and having a live well with about 20 Cockahoes in it that I forgot, and put hose water, public water out of Baton Rouge in a 5-gallon bucket, and those minutes lasted until the next week.
Yeah, they get my vote for the toughest bait out there. Darryl, somebody wants to get a hold of you and throw some cockahoes or some plastic stuff after those fish, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Don, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, or just kind of pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right, stay out of that breeze, and we will talk to you next week.
Oh, she's blowing good already, so she's going to be here for a few days.
All righty. Well, that's what we get this time of the year. All right, we come back after the top of the hour break. We're going to be checking in with Captain Mike Gallo. Butch Ridgedale's got the paddler report for you. Ryan Lambert down the tip of the boot. Also get to your text message. Interesting question that came up about measuring frozen fillets. What if you freeze them while you're at the camp and then come back with them? Interesting. We'll talk about that. Get to some other text messages. 504-260-1870. We'll also tell you what's coming up, what is running this week on Bayou Wild TV. Very interesting program. All that ahead on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.